Israel has attacked a Syrian army position after claiming stray mortar fire struck the occupied Golan Heights. An Israeli military spokeswoman says the mortar round hit an open area during a visit by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the occupied Golan Heights. She did not confirm whether Israel used warplanes or ground forces in the attack. This is the third such attack against Syria within a week. Earlier this month, Damascus said Israeli strikes targeted a residential area near Quneitra, causing civilian casualties. Syrian forces have been battling foreign-backed militants close to the border with Israel. Damascus says Israel, as well as its Western and regional allies, are aiding militant groups after huge quantities of Israeli-made weapons were seized from the militants inside Syria. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Gordon Duff, who is senior editor at Veterans Today, and he's joining us live now by Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, third such attack within a week. What do you make of it?
Well, our analysis has pointed out close coordination between the Israelis, who are obviously running air cover for al-Nusra, and what we're seeing the Trump administration do in Raqqa. Both groups are working carefully with a terrorist organization. Israel is carefully aligned with al-Nusra. They're supplying air cover, of course, massive weapon supplies. And Israel is doing this, running this air cover and running these operations coordinated with the Trump administration in order to balkanize Syria. Israel has strong claims on Quneitra province. They're building an alliance of sham terror groups that are really, they're operating themselves in order to seize additional land to place themselves in direct threat against Damascus. They'll be within as little as 30 miles of the city if they hold the territory that they're planning on, because they're building their own, what they call a deconfliction zone here. Israel is holding a line against the Syrian army well into on the road to Damascus. Simultaneously, the U.S. and it's closely coordinated is moving ISIS troops out of Raqqa, claiming a great victory. There is no sign of any battle there at all. There's no competent battle footage. We have people on the ground there that simply say they're trucking ISIS out, moving their own people in, and moving relocating ISIS forces to defend Deir ez-Zor. And the U.S. has been fully complicit there. This is timed in coordination with this Trump administration phony gas attack. And anyone that thinks Sean Spicer is not, well, and he is the Trump spokesperson. On the ground, we're seeing in Idlib province, we're seeing film teams come in from Al Jazeera, groups from Reuters coming in, planning to film a staged attack. And simultaneous to this also, however, we're seeing the U.S. moving an aircraft carrier in to visit Israel. They're going to land at Haifa, bring thousands of troops ashore, and we believe we're going to see a terror attack, which will be blamed on probably Iran, take place inside Israel against American sailors. You know, in the year 2000, the U.S. gave up any landings, any dockings of naval ships because of the threat of terrorist attack. We decided it was a bad risk. We decided that it was an easy way for the U.S. to be pushed into war. Frankly, you know, we didn't trust Israel, and no one ever should. But this is a broad move, carefully coordinated. Israel, the Trump administration, the Saudis, of course, and others, they're going to take Syria apart. And Israel is doing this so obviously, and it's so well coordinated. And Trump is absolutely, and this is what so many people refuse to do, they refuse to cross that red line and name Israel as the primary power behind the Trump administration, the primary power behind the terror attacks that we're seeing across the Middle East, the primary power behind the Syrian civil war. Their decades and decades of mischief are alive and strong and fully backed by United States willing to push to the edge of nuclear war to help Israel realize the bizarre destiny that they see themselves, their exceptionalism, their fanaticism. This is a nation of dangerous fanatics, and it needs to be stopped.
Okay, Mr. Duff, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.